My name is Ethan Shioda, and I'm here to talk about the effects of colonialism on South Africa. But first, let me give you some context. Before colonialism, around 3rd century CE, multiple groups of people that spoke related languages categorized under the term Bantu migrated into the South African region from the east of Africa. They also developed fluid tribal groupings such as Zulu and Xhosa. Also, the region of South Africa is located in the southernmost tip of Africa. It is rich in minerals such as uranium, silver, pyrite, and gold, making it valuable to any colonizing country. Well, you may ask why the Europeans wanted to colonize this region. Well, the Dutch wanted to colonize this area so they could land their boats and stock up on food between the trips from Europe to India. After the British took control of the colony, they wanted the region for its minerals. Why is this important? Well, this drastically changed the South African economy by increasing the gap between the rich and the poor, because the economy was based around mining. All right, now that the context is out of the way, let me tell you about the impact of governance. When the British established a government and then subsequently abolished slavery in 1834, they made it harder for younger farmers to seek their fortunes. Also in 1836, the British returned a large amount of land that had been seized from the Xhosa. Another impact of governments was apartheid. Apartheid was the Afrikaners-run government's way to control a country where they were the minority. Apartheid was two laws. One was the Population Act of 1950, prevented whites from marrying other racial groups. The other was the Group Act of 1950, segregating everything by designating areas for the three racial groups, white, colored, and African. This leads to my next point. The impact of culture were that the people experienced many different languages, religions, cultures. This made the culture and language a blend of all the people that lived in South Africa until apartheid started, separating the cultures, making many different cultures. After all this had happened, the Africans gained independence by protesting. This caused a state of emergency in South Africa, which then caused other countries to impose limited sanctions on South Africa. In 1989, a new president assumed power. The president saw the mass riots and believed that apartheid was no longer viable, so he removed key apartheid laws, and in 1994, new voting rights allowed everyone to vote. And finally, the legacies of colonialism in South Africa are that the economy relies on mining because of this, and apartheid. Blacks are on average poorer than whites.